Okay, so we're holding on Yud Aleph Amud Beis by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Hechsha Mavui, what do you need for a Mavui in order to make it kosher for carrying? And again, leaving aside for a moment the food that you need for it, we're going to mention that briefly on Yud Beis Amud Beis, and we're going to discuss it in more detail later in the Masechta, but in terms of what you need, what needs to be built with the hardware, as I've been calling it, of the Mavui, what do you need? Beshama says you need both a lechi and a korda, so a horizontal, a vertical pole standing next to the end of the mavui, and a horizontal pole going across the top of it. Or Beshulam oy lechi oy korda. Beshulam says it's one or the other. Obviously, we've been learning all this time like Beshul because the halacha is like them. Rabbi Eliezer oy melecha yayin. Rabbi Eliezer says you need two lechis. So does that mean, now usually Rabbi Eliezer is a Talmud of Beis Shammai, so does that mean that he's saying, so one possibility is he's saying that his version of Beis Shammai's opinion is that you need not a lechi and a koda, but two lechayayin, and we'll see in the Gemara then whether he means that you need two lechayayin plus a koda. In effect, according to him, you would need a tzuras ha-pesach, although maybe not completely, because maybe it doesn't need to follow all the rules of the tzuras ha-pesach. It wouldn't necessarily need that the koda is above the lechayayin, like we said yesterday. But is that what he means, or does he mean that he's talking according to Beis Hillel, that he's saying his version of Beis Hillel would be that if you're going to have a lechi, you need two of them? And different explanations among the Mefarshim. Okay. Continues the Mishnah. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Talmud Echad Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. A certain Talmud said in front of Rabbi Akiva, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. We're going to learn in the Gemara later on that was Rabbi Meir, because he learned by both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. So he said, Loi nechleku Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel al Mavuis or Pachas Ma'aba Amos. Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel do not disagree if the Mavuis opening, the entrance to the Mavui, is less than 4 Amos wide, Shehu Nitter Oy Belachi Oy Bekoda. But then this Talmud, the mayor, is saying that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would agree that either one lechi or one korda is fine. The only machlokes would be where the opening is between 4 and 10 amos wide. More than 10 amos, as we've said previously, then it's no good and you're going to have to narrow the opening anyway. But so if it's between 4 and 10, then he says, Beis Shammai and lechi v'korda, or Beis Hillel and lechi v'korda. That would be where Beis Shammai says you need both a lechi and a korda, where it's between 4 and 10 wide, and Beis Hillel would say you don't, you just need one or the other. So that's what the Talmud said. That's what Rabbi Meir said. Rabbi Akiva al zeva al zeh nechleku. So Rabbi Akiva tells him, no, actually they argued about both cases, both when it's narrower than 4 and when it's wider than 4. Okay. So the Gemara starts off. Now, the assumption, in the Gemara's starting assumption is that when we say Hechsha Mavui, it means generically any kind of Mavui. Now, remember, we've learned that there's two kinds of Mavui. There's Mavui Sosum and Mavui Mefulash, the kind where the Mavui is closed in on three sides by the walls of the Chatzeres and whatnot, and then you have the kind which is open from end to end. When we say over here Hechsha Mavui, it sounds like we're talking about both kinds, even the Mavui Mefulash. So the Gemara says, come on. Who does it go like our Mishnah? We were saying you need a lechi and a korda, you need a lechi or a korda, whatever. Deloika Chananya or Deloika Tanakama. It seems to not be like Chananya or the Tanakama. We had a brisa a few days ago where the Tanakama had said, good morning, Ellie. We had a brisa a few days ago where the Tanakama had said that you need, that for a mavui mefulash you need a Suras a Pesach at one end, and you need Suras a Pesach at one end, and a Lechi or Korda at the other. And then we had Chananya, who said there's actually a Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel about that, whether you need, that Beis Hillel would say you need a door, an actual door that can be opened and closed at one end, and Beis Shammai would say you need two doors. So our Mishnah that just says you need a Lechi or a Korda, we're on Yud Aleph Amud Beis in the Mishnah, seems to not be, or at the beginning of the Gemara, rather. So that our Mishnah doesn't seem to be like either one of them. Rav Yehuda, Hachi Kama, said Rav Yehuda, says you're right. The Mishnah is not talking about a Mavui Mefulash at all. What the Mishnah means is Hechsha Mavui Sosum, Kate said. Specifically, we're talking about a Mavui Sosum. How do you make it kosher? B'shamim Lechi V'Korda, or B'shalim Lechi V'Korda. But you're right, a Mavui Mefulash would need more than that. According to the Tanakama, it's going over there, it's going to need a Sodas HaPesach at one end, and according to Chananya, Beshama and Beshul are going to say it's going to need one door or two doors, respectively, at the two ends. Okay. Now, so we're saying Beshama and Lechi V'Korda, so Beshama is saying that you need a Lechi and a Korda for this Mavui, the Mavui Sosum, that is. Now, why? Lememra de Kasavri Beshama Abba Mechitzes Daraisa. Does that mean that Bishamai would hold that Daraisa, Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, that is, you need to have four mechitzes for a place to be considered a Shusa Yachid. So therefore, so if you only have a Lechi or you only have a Kura, you don't really have enough of a thing on the fourth side to be considered a mechitza. Only if you have both, a Lechi and a Kura, only then could we say that you have something that is enough to resemble a mechitza, that therefore we would say. And the answer is not necessarily. Loi. No, you could answer like this. As far as throwing things, we would say that it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid already when it has three walls. If you throw things in there from Rosh Hashanah Rabin. But in order to be able to carry in there, Bishraman would say, on a Drabbanan level, you need four. Lizrik and Latalto, we've had this before. We've had this in Shabbos in particular, where the difference is not really between throwing versus carrying. The Gemara is using those terms as a shorthand for Lizrik is a shorthand way of saying that the place is a certain reshus on a daraisa level, that it's a reshus yachid on a daraisa level, such that if you threw something from reshus rabim into it, you'd be chayef for carrying from one reshus to the other. But in other words, as opposed to letaltel is a shorthand way of saying that even midrabanan you're allowed to carry in there. In other words, you could have, right, where it's a reshus yachid on a daraisa level, but drabanan you're not going to be able to carry there because, as we're saying over here, it doesn't have a fourth wall, or as we're going to talk about in the next paddock examples of enclosed areas, a karpah, for example, where you can't carry in even though daraisa would be a reshus yachid, and so forth. So the Gemara uses lizrik and lataltel as a shorthand for it's a reshus yachid daraisa versus it's a reshus yachid where you're allowed to carry in. Anyway, so we could say that that's exactly what Bishamai means over here. They don't mean that without four walls, it's not a Rishus Yachad Daraisa, and if you threw something from Rishus Rabim into it, you wouldn't be Chayev. You are, once it has three walls, but if you want to be able to carry in there on a Dirabanan level, then you need a fourth wall, and here they're saying you don't need a full fourth wall, you just need a Lechi and a Koda. They hold that a Lechi or a Koda by itself is not enough. They say you need both. What about, let's turn to Beis Hillel now. Beis Hillel, I'm oy lachi, oy koda. Beis Hillel is saying you need one or the other. So the question is, again, lema kasabi Beis Hillel sholosh mechitzes daraisa. So does that mean Beis Hillel holds that once you have three walls, then already you have a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah Yachad daraisa, and therefore that you don't really need much on the fourth wall? The whole reason why you would need anything on the fourth wall is only drabanan. The answer is again, loy. Lizrik mishtayim hu d'mechayev. They would say that two walls already is enough to make it a reshus yachid on a daraisa level. So if you threw something into there again, then mechayev l'taltel ad de'ikah shalosh. To be able to carry in there though, you need to have three walls, and then you need to have three full walls, and then on the fourth wall you just have a lechi or a koda mishum heker or mishum mechitza, as we're going to discuss later on. You actually end up with a machlokas rishonim then, which we talked about at the beginning of the Masechta. So what is the status on a daraisa level of a place with three walls? Most of the rishonim understand that a place, with three walls is indeed a rishosa yachad daraisa. So therefore, both as far as Lizrik and as far as Lataltel, so you would actually be allowed to carry in there, but you would also be chayev for throwing in there from rishosa rabim. Or carrying in there, for that matter, from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That's according to most Rishonim. The Rambam learns that a place that has three walls is actually on a Daraisa level, a Karmelis, and since really Daraisa, there's no such thing as a Karmelis, it means according to him it's really a Makom Ptur. So according to him, a place with three walls, you actually wouldn't be higher for throwing into it or carrying into it from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Okay, in any case, everybody agrees that you need something on the fourth wall in order to be able to carry there. Okay, we said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Oymel Chayayin, Rabbi Eliezer says you need two lechis. So the question is, Iboilahu, Rabbi Eliezer Lechayayin Vikkoda Kamar, does Rabbi Eliezer mean that you need two lechis and a koda? In effect, in other words, according to him, you need a tzuras pesach, although maybe it doesn't need to fit all the criteria of a tzuras pesach. Maybe, for example, the koda doesn't have to be directly above the lechayayim, or maybe it can be on the side of them or whatever. But the point is you would need three parts of it. There are two lechis, one on each side and a koda on top. L'chayayim are the side pieces. You have a lechi. L'chayayim is the plural of lechi, yeah. So is it that he requires that? Or maybe Rabbi Eliezer means you don't need – maybe Rabbi Eliezer would say you need one lechi. In other words, he would say the koira doesn't really help one way or the other. What you need is two lechis. You want to put a koira, gezunt dehei, but that's not going to help you. You need two lechis. Toshma, Maisa Rabbi Eliezer shaholach etzer Rabbi Yosef and prayed the Talmida Uvlin. It happened once that Rabbi Eliezer visited his Talmid Rabbi Yosef and prayed in Uvlin, is the name of a city. Motze she Yosef b'mavoi she'en le'el lachi echad. He found that Rabbi Yosef and prayed was living in a mavoi that had only one lechi on the front end. Amalai, so Rabbi Eliezer tells him, "Bni, asay lechi achad. You have to make another lechi." Amaloi, so Rabbi Yosi says to him, do we have to close up the whole mavui in order for it to be allowed to carry in according to you? Amaloi, and Rabbi Yosi tells him, okay, you saw some of Mavakach, fine, if it has to be closed up, then big deal, that's how it is. Yes, you have to put up another lechi, even if that means you're closing it up. And continues the Braisa. Now, we're going to finish the Braisa first, and then we're going to explain what's going on over here and why we think that this tells us something about Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Continues the Braisa. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, lo nechlaku bis shamay bis hilul al mavi shu pachas ma'ab amas she'en etzarech klum. Veshama Vasilo do not disagree about a mavoi whose opening is less than 4 amas wide, that it doesn't need anything. Now, what do you mean it doesn't need anything? It doesn't need a lechi or a koira? The Gemara is going to ask on that soon. But again, first let's finish the Braisa, and then we'll start analyzing it. No, the Pashtus, a mavoi usually doesn't have, a mavoi has side walls, usually, of course. A mavoi doesn't usually have anything running along the top. If it does, then obviously you have a tzuras ha-pesach, and there's nothing to talk about. But we're talking about a regular mavoi. Like, think of a regular side street or alleyway, right? It's got walls along the sides, the walls of the houses, the walls of the chaseros, whatever. But it doesn't have a thing running across the top of it. So what does your Shimon Gamliel mean? That if it's narrow, that if the opening is narrower than 4 amas, it doesn't need anything. It should need either a lechi or a koira. We'll take that back up in the Gemara in a minute. Anyway, alma nechlaku. What is the case that the Shama and the Sibyl argue about? Al rochav me'ab amas vad eser. If it's between 4 and 10 amas wide, then shabes shama and lechi koira v'silaim o lechi koira. That's when the Shama says you need a lechi and a koira, a vertical pole and a horizontal beam, and the Sibyl says one or the other. So, let's go back to the poet of the Braisa with Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yosef and Preda. Katoni miyas v'chila soisman itzorich. We have where Rabbi Yosef and Preda is asking, do I need to close it up to be mutter to carry in? So, iyamet b'shleim v'chayayin v'koda. If you say Rabbi Eliezer is requiring two lechis plus a koda, mishum ha'chiyama v'chila soisman itzorich, then that explains what Rabbi Yosef and Preda is saying. If we have two lechis plus a koda, in a the whole front of the mavoi is closed up. Now, obviously, it'll depend on the size of the mavoi, and it'll depend on the size of the chayayim and the height of the koira and whatever, but at least when you have all three of those together, it can be thought of in a certain sense as closing off the front of the mavoi. And Rabbi Eliezer tells him, you have to do it anyway. Obviously, only if it's up to 10 amos wide. If it's wider than 10 amos, then we said, if it's wider than 10 amos, you can use a tzuras ha-pesach, although even then, we said Rav argued with that. We don't know what Rabbi Eliezer would hold, but in any case, yeah. A lechi or a koira by themselves certainly wouldn't help, or even two lechayim and a koira, yeah. Ela i'amet lechayim b'lekoira, but if you say all Rabbi Eliezer is requiring is two lechis and no koira, ma'ila soismai, then what does Rabbi Yosef and Preda mean, and in what way would putting up two lechis on the two sides of the mavi amount to the soismai? Okay, the Gemara says hachi kama. Fine, but what you could still say that what Rabbi Yosi means is v'chila soisme v'lchayayin anitzarech. Fine, but do I have to close it up with l'chayayim for it to be kosher? In other words, just the fact that you have l'chayayim on both sides to a certain extent can be considered a stima. In fact, the Yerushalmi mentions about this. The Yerushalmi also brings this braisa and says, evidently we see from this that Rabbi Eliezer holds like the opinion of Rabbi Yosi that we're going to learn in a couple of blot, who says that the l'chayayim have a minimum width. They have to be 3 tefachim wide. Not like the Chacham who said they have no minimum width. So once you have, now obviously again, it'll depend on the width of the entrance to the mavoi, but if it's a fairly narrow one, then you put a lechi of 3 tefachim on each side, then in effect you've blocked off a significant part of the doorway. So that's what he means. And Rabbi Eliezer tells him, you got to do it anyway. Okay.
Wow. That's a thorough research you did.
So, no. It's a, No, I found it. I found it in one of the sources that I used to prepare. It's not, yeah. I mean, I do my own research sometimes more than others, but yeah. All right, let's go on. Okay. Anyways, the bottom line is, anyway, we don't have a proof one way or the other what Rabbeinu holds.
Okay. Alexander.
Yes.
What's the difference between a lechi and Korach and a Tzuras and Pesach?
So that's what I was saying before. So two lechis plus a Korach can amount to a Tzuras and Pesach. But we had rules yesterday in the Gemara about a Tzuras and Pesach. You have to have that the cross beam of the Tzuras and Pesach is above the side pieces, not next to them. Whereas with two lechayim and a Korach, you don't necessarily need that. You have the Tzuras and Pesach. We said the Gemara had mentioned, and most Rishonim accept this as halacha, that it has to be strong enough to be able to hold a door. Whereas two lechis and a korach don't need that. So in terms of shape, it may come out looking the same, but in terms of function, as a tzuras pesach versus as two lechis and a korach, it's not necessarily going to. Another thing is also, come to think of it, that we said before that the cross piece of a tzuras pesach has to be above, it has to be directly above the side pieces, has to be directly above the lechayim. Whereas when it comes to two lechis and a korach, you don't necessarily need that. You can have the two lechis are a little further into the mavri, let's say, and the korach would be right at the edge, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying, so if you have two lechis and a korach, then that's fine. Then it amounts to two lechis and a korach, like Rabbi Yezza says. It doesn't amount to a tzuras pesach then. Because it's a pesach, you have to have the korach is directly on top. It has to be like a ches, where it has to be where it's directly on top of the side pieces. Okay. All right, let's go on. We said in the Braisa, Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, L'nechalku b'shama b'sul amlo v'shapachas me'aba amas sh'ein etzorach klum. We said, Veshama and Basilil agree when it comes to a Mavri whose opening is less than 4 amos wide, it doesn't need anything. So what do you mean it doesn't need anything? V'hanantanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Talmud Echad Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. We said that a certain Talmud, Rabbi Meir, said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel in front of Rabbi Akiva, L'nechluku Veshama Basilil Amavri Shul Pachas Me'aba Amos Shul Nitu Oibu Lachi Oibu Korah, that even Veshama and Basilil, where they're disagreeing, still say that less than 4 amos it needs a Lachi or a Korah, and Rabbi Akiva tells him, anyway, you version of the machlokes is wrong. They argue, and Vishama says, you need a lechi or korach even less than 4 amos. So there's no opinion in the Mishnah that says that less than 4 amos they don't require anything. Now, of course, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is a Tana. He could argue with all of them, but in that case, we would expect to see his opinion in the Mishnah. If we're ready, we have Rabbi Meir's and we have Rabbi Akiva's opinions. I shouldn't say Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir is quoting Rabbi Shmuel. If already we have Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva's opinions about what was Shama and Basilil hold, we should expect to have Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's opinion in there also, if he's actually saying that Shama and Basilil agree that less than 4 amos, you don't need anything at all. So what does Rabbi Shimon Gamliel mean? Amar Rav Ashi Hachikama. Einet Sarech Lechi V'Korda K'bes Shammai V'Loy L'Chayayin K'Rabbi Eliezer. No, what Rabbi Shimon Gamliel means is it doesn't require, like the Shammai would say, a Lechi and a Korda. It doesn't require, like what Rabbi Eliezer says, two Lechis. Ela Oy Lechi Oy Korda K'bes Hillel. Rather, it would be like what Basilil says, that you need just a Lechi or a Korda. In other words, it comes out that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is saying exactly the same thing as Rabbi Shmuel and as Rabbi Meir, who's quoting him in our Mishnah. Less than 4 amos, we say it's either a lechi or a korach, and Bishama would agree with that. More than 4, up to 10, that's when Bishama is going to require a lechi and a korach, and Basilil is going to say one or the other, and Rabbi Eliezer is going to say two lechayai. Well, that's what we discussed before. We don't know. We don't know whether Rabbi Eliezer in that case would say that you need two lechayai plus a korach, or just two lechayai. Right. By the way, in the story of Rabbi Yosi ben Preda, so what was Rabbi Yosi ben Preda thinking that he only had one lechi over there? He's Rabbi Eliezer's Talmud. Doesn't he know that Rabbi Eliezer says two lechayim? So I think the Rashba, the Ritva, actually says that what it is he misunderstood. He thought that Rabbi Eliezer is saying that when you say two lechayim, it means if you don't have a korach, then you need two lechayim. But maybe if you have, in other words, maybe Rabbi Eliezer is saying that you need two out of three things. either two lechayayim or one lechi and one korah. And that's why he put up one lechi and one korah. And now Rabbi Eliezer is telling him that, no, what I mean is you need two lechayayim. So we still have the question, does he need two lechayayim plus a korah? Does he still require all three? Or does he just say you need two lechayayim and I don't care about the korah one way or the other? But still, that's what Rabbi Yosi ben Preda was thinking when he put up only one lechi because he had a korah with it. That's how the Ritva explains it. Okay, so again, so Rabbi Shimon Gamliel over here is saying, like Rabbi Shmuel in the Mishnah, that less than four, everybody agrees you need either a lechi or a korah. Less than four, if it's less than four amos wide, the entrance to the Mavon. You need something, that's what we're saying. When Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, ein etzorech klum, he doesn't really need anything, he just means you don't have the machlokas v'shama v'shilol over there. You need something, you need either a lechi or a korah. But nothing more than that. Only if it's between 4 and 10, that's when you would have the three-way machlokas in our Mishnah. Okay. V'kama. So now the question is, okay, how narrow does the entrance to the Mavri have to be before it doesn't need anything? Amar Rab Achlai v'temer Rab Yechiel ad arba. If it's up to four tfachim. So if the entrance to the Mavri is less than four tfachim wide, then Rav Achlai is saying that you don't need anything. Now, it's very small. Right, four tfachim is not very much, but four tfachim is always, we've learned before, is the minimum that's considered in halacha to be a doorway. It would be a very narrow doorway. Four tfachim is, you know, depending who you ask, a tefach is 3 or 4 inches, 3 inches according to Rabbi Chaim Na, 4 inches according to the Chazanish. So four tfachim is anywhere between 12 and 16 inches. It's a very narrow doorway, but you could squeeze through it sideways, yeah. So, now what we don't mean by the way that the whole Mavri is four tfachim or less wide, because if that's the case, you wouldn't need anything. The whole thing would be a mokum ptur. A makom ptur is an area less than 4 by 4 tfachim. So what it means is actually, Rishonim explained, that we're talking about it's a mavri that's wide at one end and it narrows towards the front. So it's shaped like a funnel, right? So by the time you reach the front, it's less than 4 tfachim wide. So then Rav Achla is saying over here that you don't need anything on it. But, well, the one end is closed up anyway. It's a mavri sasum. So even the open end, the end that's open to Rishas Rabin, you wouldn't need anything there. Not a lechi and not a korah. Right. Okay. Amar of Sheshes, Amar of Yirmi Rabba, Moedim Chachamim L'Rabbi Eliezer B'Pasei Chotzer. Now, the Chachamim do agree with Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to the Pasim of a Chotzer. Meaning, all this time we've been talking about a Mavri, now we're talking about a Chotzer. So if the wall of a Chotzer falls down, and now the Chotzer is open to an area where it's also to carry, for example, a Karmel or a Shosarabim, you need to have parts of wall left on both sides in order to still be mutter to carry in the chotzer. So the chachamim are going to agree with Rabbi Eliezer that you need pasim on both sides. They're going to disagree on a mavri and say you only need a lechi on one side. But when it comes to a chotzer, they're going to say you need pasim on both sides. Tosfos actually wonders why are we using the word lechi by a mavri and the word pas by a chotzer if they amount to the same thing. One explanation is that maybe since a chotzer is usually built to begin with substantial walls all around it, so therefore when part of the walls fall down and you have something left, it makes more sense to call it a pass, to call it something that has a certain width there, as opposed to a mavri where all you need is a lechi, which has no minimum width, so therefore we use the word lechi. Okay. Anyway. So that's Rav Yirmi Bar Abba is saying. So that's Rav Sheshes is saying, ultimately in the name of Rav, that the Chachamim do agree that you need with a chotzer that you need two passim. Rav Nachman Omar Halacha Kedav Eliezer Pase Chotzer. Rav Nachman says it a little differently. Not that the Chachamim agree with Rav Eliezer, but that even though they disagree, when it comes to a chotzer, the halacha is like Rav Eliezer that you need things on both sides. So it comes out Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman are both saying effectively the same thing that you need on both sides. Just Rav Sheshes is saying the Chachamim would agree to it also, and Rav Nachman is saying the Chachamim would disagree, but nevertheless the halacha is like Rav Eliezer. Okay. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Man Moedim Rebbe. When we say, according to Rav Sheshes, Moedim, that the Chacham agree with Rabbi Eliezer, that means Rebbe. That means we're talking specifically Rebbe's opinion. And halacha, and on the other hand, when it comes to Reb Nachman, when we say halacha, halacha, when he says the halacha is like Reb Eliezer, miklal de pligi, so the implication is that there's an opinion that disagrees with Reb Eliezer. So in other words, we have a three-way machlokas. Well, not a three-way machlokas, but we have three different opinions over here. We have Reb Eliezer, we have somebody who agrees with Reb Eliezer, and we have somebody who disagrees with Reb Eliezer, and the halacha is still like Reb Eliezer, and not like them. So, about this question of whether a chatzur needs passim on both sides. So, man pol de galei rabbanon. So, who are the ones who argue with Rabbi Eliezer about that? That would be the rabbanon. So, in other words, so again, we have three different tanoim who address this issue. The tanya, we learn in a brisa, chatzur niteres v'pasa echad, a chatzur that was broken open into a mokama asula, into a place which is asu to it. It's mutter even if you only have one pass left on one side. And so that would be the Chachamim. Rebbe Omer b'shnei pasin. Rebbe says you need two. So what we'd be saying then is that Rebbe Eliezer would say, just like he says by a mavo you need two, he would say by a chotzer you need two. And in fact, all the more so, really, because as we've talked about before, a chotzer needs something more than a mavo does, because a chotzer is used more privately, or because a chotzer is square and pasim, and then narrow things on the sides of it are not going to be so noticeable. Also, actually, the Rashba gives another reason, something along the lines of that a mavui, since so many people use it, everybody who lives in the chatzeres around that mavui goes in and out of it all the time, so they'll notice if there's a lechi or a koda, and they'll notice if something in it is broken and needs to be fixed or whatever, as opposed to a chatzer, very few people use it, and if you just have a lechi or a koda over there, it may not be noticed by as many people, and then therefore it may get damaged, it may get narrower, it may fall down or whatever, and nobody's going to notice. A chotzer is just used by the people who live in that chotzer. They can, but it's not as many people as you have in a mavu. You have you have. No, but on the contrary, you could say a mavu, since people are always passing by, yeah, it's more likely if something's wrong that somebody's going to notice it. Okay, that's a svara anyway. So the point is, so again, in this braisa, you have two opinions about a chotzer. So what we're saying is, the chachamim who disagree about the chotzer would also, the tanakama of the braisa, who would disagree about the chotzer, would also disagree about the mavui. And so we're saying, when it comes to a chotzer, though, the halacha is like Rebbe, that you need two pasim. He's saying the halacha is like Rebbe, that you need two pasim, which agrees also with Rebbe Eliezer's opinion regarding a mavui, that he says you need two l'chayayim. Tosfos gets into the question over here, by the way, of what shape of chotzer are we talking about? When we say that Rebbe and the Chachamim are arguing, are they arguing specifically about, Tosfos says they may be arguing specifically about a chotzer that's square. If it was a chotzer that was a rectangle, then Tosfos says there might not be that machlokas on Amud Beis. We're going to learn something that Rav Nachman himself says, that in that case you can have a lechi mashal. So in that case, if we said over here that Rav Nachman is saying that if here we have Rav Nachman is saying the halacha is like Rav Eliezer, that you need two, and over there he'd be saying the halacha is you only need one, so he'd be contradicting himself, unless Tosfos says, therefore we're forced to say that here the machlokas is specifically about a square chotzer, and later on it's about a rectangular chotzer, or some other shape. A rectangle, maybe that's longer than it's wide. It's longer in one dimension than in the other. Okay. Fine. So continuing on this topic, Rab Asi says in the name of Rab Yechanan that a chotzer requires two pasim, like we said. But Rab Zera says to Rab Asi, did Rab Yechanan really say that? You yourself, Rab Asi, said in the name of Rab Yechanan that the pasim of a chotzer have to be four tfachim wide. And once you have four tfachim, you shouldn't need that on both sides. Four tfachim is significant enough that it should be enough if it's on one side. In which case, we would say that when he says passe in the plural, he doesn't really mean two passive. Generically, any chotzer that has a pass, that has to be four tfachim wide. And Bob Ramikhan, you're going to say maybe that's what Rabbi Yechanan means. You need a path on one side and another one on the other side, and therefore these two things would amount to the same thing.
in the name of Rav Chanina or in the name of Rav Chanina by Papi Katana, the Esther, who's a little accessory. We have a scenario over there with two Hasidus that used to have a common wall, and then the wall between them fell down. And he said that you were later on in the Masechta, we were in a case where it says you were allowed to carry in the large concert, you're still allowed to carry in the large concert.
The connection is bad, Alexander. Alexander, the connection is bad.
I can't help that. I don't know. Maybe try we can. Anyway, the small halter is 10 amas wide. The large halter is 11 amas wide, we said. So in that case, there's a difference of only one amma between them. Sometimes you do need two and sometimes you don't, but when you need two, Brisa. So now that explains the Brisa. Now that explains what we're talking about, the Brother Chofer Gdola and Chofer Tana. Since you have three Tzvachim on each side, that's more than natural. Even if, as we learned the other day, it could be offset. You could have 4 and 2. You could even have 4 and 2. You could have 5 and 1 or whatever. It would still work. No, you don't have to go from the cup to the bottle. You don't have much with a wall continued straight into the big one. You don't see this part. In fact, that we talked the other day, it's going to be down to the lefty. Because it's not, because not Nirbim, not only not, no, not because not Nirbim, it's a Nirbim like work. Because you have these parts of wall, but you're extending beyond those.
There of a strip or a
such thing. Now, usually we have one. Usually we assume that one of the people will learn Hebrew from Shmuel. We learned the other day. We said the other day that we learned that both Rav and Shmuel, after Rav passed away, he became Shmuel's Talmud. And then from then on, pretty much everything Rav Yehuda says is in the name of Shmuel. On one side or the other. So you have exactly like this, but you have order in here. So therefore, so you see, says Rav Yehuda, if on one side is enough. Says that you only need a pass on one side, but where you don't have, because there you have water involved in water on the maple. But when you're talking about the regular case of a chutzah that's broken open into a panel, so it's just an animal, whatever, maybe Shmuel would say that you need, maybe Shmuel, then we still have the question. On the one hand, it's just saying that you only need one pass, and on the other hand, we have Shmuel telling the Hanani Mashiach that you need a really good fit of water. So the bottom line is, Rabbi Rabbi is saying, from that story involving Russia, you have no proof that you will say that in general, a pass down of this book. Okay, the bottom line is, we're still left with Kasha. say? Does he say you only need one pass, as Rabbi Yosef is reporting, or is he saying that you need two passes in order to believe? And we're saying that Shmuel said to Rabbanan Bar Shila. So the answer is he also the Papa and Rabbanan Bar Yosef may have when the Papa and Rabbanan Bar Yosef came from the Yeshiva. Yeshua, they explain like this. Like we said before about Rabbi Yechanan, may Ruach Achas Bar Bar. If the pass is only on one side of the chaser, then you need four talks. Is on both sides, Mashu Lakan, that's good enough. We have a Mashu on both sides, so it comes out that Shmuel is saying the same thing as Rabbi Yosef has said. Rabbi Yosef is saying, both of them are saying, they need either four on one side or a Mashu on each side. So the Papa says, actually, if there's anything that I should be asking about over here, then I wonder about this. So what are you talking? Unless the Hanuma is a 10 times old. Now, what do we mean? A machine now, what is that? So actually, let's learn the Braisa first. But Medvar Mamor, she puts Sasa Yosem answer. Now, that is only if the breach in the wall of the Chatzar is wider than 10 Amos. I will ask her in Sarah Lomar if it's narrower than 10 Amos. You don't need anything. Now, you actually have over here. Here's another thing where the Rambam, we have the Rambam and then you have the Raivid. So let's start with first. According to Rashi, what we mean over here is that when you say that there's a machitza, we mean that, in other words, what you do is you partially fill in that breach by putting up a machitza, 10 tefachim, 10 tefachim tall on one side of it. So in other words, it would be the same thing as we said before we were talking about. So we're talking about, Rashi says, we're talking about the chatzar, the wall of the chatzar was not completely broken open. So therefore, so you still see a machitza. So if the pierce is more than 10, then you need to put a wall in order to make it narrower than 10. So the fact that you have, in other words, it's good that you have passing on one side, on both sides, but you still have an opening wider than 10, and therefore you need to partially fence in that opening in order not to have an opening wider than 10. Has a different understanding based on a concept that we're going to talk about later in the sector involving. We have an amasamai, you have a water channel that runs through a chatzar. We were saying over there, you actually have to build a chatzar that goes above the water and partially dips down into the water. It partially dips down, at least tefach, into the water. And the other way around, it's built from the bottom, it sticks out tefach over the water. But I don't understand. We're talking about the same kind of thing over here. The Raivad actually disagrees with that and says, what are you talking about? There's a big difference between an amasamayim and this. An amasamayim passes through the chatzar and they have a constant current flowing, and therefore it can't be bottled from the chatzar, and therefore we need walls on top of it to make it more to draw from it. Oh, you don't have a shiny amas. It stays in one place. And okay, you know, obviously the water is moving around, and there's no actual current over there that's flowing in and out. So therefore, why do you need anything else? So that it says more like what we're talking about here, according to Rashi, that all you need is that you have a partial wall of the chatzar left on the side, and you have to make sure that there's not more than 10 amas. Most of the shiny amas. Saying that you're not allowed to fill up water from the Rosh Hashanah because then you're carrying from a candle to the Rosh Hashanah. What about a Chatzal Tzolim and Chatzal Tzolim? The implication seems to be that the Chatzal itself is still allowed to carry in. Now, why should you be allowed to? Well, if it's a Chatzal Tzolim, not a Chatzal Tzolim. Isn't the Chatzal completely open to a place that's also, okay, not completely open, not just because we said, but more than 10 amas. So in other words, we're saying if the breach is more than 10 amas, you're not allowed to fill up water from this Rosh Hashanah. So now, therefore, you can still carry in the chatzar, but you still have the problem with the yam is still a catalyst. mitzvahs over here that you have the journey over here, that you have this embankment that goes down, and therefore you would say that therefore we would say that now you need you that now you need a wall in order to be able to carry from there into the chutzner because of the to draw water from there into the chutzner, because otherwise it's really a completely separate area, like the Tamas of mine. So having when you say the wall going down into the water, you're talking about the embankment, you're talking about the water, the wall was destroyed, it's now on the water, like Rashi says. So that's your point there. So Rashi is saying once you have that water wall, it doesn't help to be able to carry water into the chutzner, into the house rather, but it does help at least if the chutzner itself is still considered enclosed and you can carry in it. You can carry in the chutzner. You can't draw water and bring it into the house. Right. But that would be carrying from the house into the yard. The yard itself is just carrying around in the chutzner itself, and the chutzner itself is still fine. Set up with the lechi and kara and whatever else you need. You also need to make a shidduch for Rabbis, which is that you collect food from each of the people whose houses and whose chatzeres open out into the mavui, and you put that all in one place, and that's a shidduch for Rabbis. So if you have a mavui, you didn't make a shidduch, you should the lechi, and it depends if you made the mavui kosher to carry in by putting up a lechi, then a zorik, then it is considered just a yachid on a daraisa level. And therefore, if you throw it in from the Shabbat and dead, you'd be fired because you know the Lachi is there, Mishum Machitza, and the Lachi creates a fourth wall. So therefore, now you have a wall on four sides, and therefore, you'd be fired. You can shiva the Koda on the other hand, if you made it kosher, with the Koda, has a little bit of potter. And if you throw it in dead, it's potter, because he says the Koda is not there as a Machitza, the Koda is there as a hanger. Now, if you want to hold, said before, we were discussing before the question of whether three walls is enough to make it, which is a Yachad Daraisa or not. But you heard it says you need four walls to make it, which is a Yachad Daraisa. Well, that's what we're going to ask, right? So Shesha says, what do you mean there's a difference whether you made a Shetuf or not? So you're implying time ago in the Shetuf, right? Why are you saying that there's a difference between whether there's a Lachi or a Koda? Depending whether you made a Shetuf or not, on the Shetuf, right? You, Rabbi Yehuda, seem to be saying that if you made a shidduch mavoyis, after you're a shidduch, then you would be chayav even if you use a kora rather than a lechi. What's the logic? Because you also search the yachadur, just have him. What's the logic of the bread that you're using for the shidduch mavoyis? Turns it into rishos yachid, or turns it into rishos rabbin? What's the logic? If you're going to say that there's a difference between a lechi or a kora, the difference should be there whether you made the shidduch mavoyis or not. In other words, you have many houses open into the chaser, and therefore they would need to make an air of chaseras, or mavoyas chain of the washing, or not mavoyas, we saw some where again you need a ship of mavoyas in order to be able to carry in the mavoy. Bain iru, bain lo iru, whether they made an air of or shidduch, or whether or not. If you throw into them from a shasiyachid, you're still going to be chayav. From a shasiyachid, you're still going to be chayav. It doesn't matter whether you made a shidduch or an eruv or not. So what are you really want to tell me? That the status of the kora depends on the status of the place. So Rosh Hashanah, if it has a kora, depends on whether you made a shidduch or not. Eli, it's not hachi. Rather, if this was said, it was said like this. I'm going to be able to know a shidduch. A mavi that's not suitable for a shidduch. It's as is, meaning that it's a mavi mafalsh. So now, just a lechi or kora is not going to be enough. You need a tzuras pesach at one end, as we've been discussing. So that kind. So now what happens is, if you put up a lechi at one end, now if you throw in Jacob, which is happening to you, because, again, three walls is enough to make it, which is out of the right level, and now you have two walls, and you have a lechi that counts as a third wall, and you have now which is but if you use a koda, and the koda is not there, Rabbi Yehuda says, as a machinza, but rather as a hacker, as a rikul seichet potter, then if you throw something in there, it's not really potter, because you have a place that only has two walls, and a place that has only two walls, and not a rikul seichet, not a dara, it's just a yachet, not a dara, it's a level. you have a lechi, then it's considered like you have a third rule. And the cutter, they only have a heker, and therefore you still only have two rules. So that's the real one. Continues the Gemara, but
so we still don't have proof that a lucky woman or a coda
we said before. Amana Privashi, Amar Rav, Mabush and Orkha Karach, but another day also Mabush, that is exactly the woman, that's why Ain and Nitzim Kora Tepa, it cannot be multi religious work, Kora Tepa, why not? Like any other Mabush, not that Rashi said they're not all, each one is saying a different name, one is saying a Olaf, even more, one is saying a Kora, doesn't work. Amana Zeta, Sir Zeta says, Kama Machabra, Shmaita Nisavi, how precise are these statements of these elders, so these Rabbi and Rav Chiya Bahashi, Rav Zera is pointing and supporting what they're saying. Look how precise, look how exact it is what they're saying. Given to Orkha Karach, you can even say one feet is exactly the same as the length. How will it chotzer? Then in effect, you don't have a mali over here, you have a chotzer, but chotzer ain't any teres belachi dekoda elu pasabah. A chotzer, we say, you need a pasabah to be mounted, so therefore that's the one people say, that in that case we can't count as a mali. However, the Orkha Rav Zera, he kashali, all kashali, however, that's fine. I agree with what you're saying, but I do have the following question. Why are we saying if you put up a lucky, it's no good? Why have a high lucky pass macho? The lucky should count as a pass, which is a macho. Why? And this should be an actually an app. So we must essentially say, hold on, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to ask you, so can she have an alpha? He forgot what I'm asking. It's better than anything. So we said the length has to be wider, there has to be longer than the width, so now it can't be square. We also learned a few days ago that it can't be wider than it is long. So it has to be that the longer than it is wide. And you have to have houses and chaseris opening to it. Now here Rashi uses the expression, you need two chaseris with one house open to each chaser. In other places, Rashi actually says you need two houses open to each chaser. And according to the Rambam, at least some of the notes that Caleb on the Rambam understand him to be saying, even if you only have one chaser with one house opening it, then it would be enough. In the case of the chaser, what is the kind of chaser that you can't use a lachi record on? El, you're not giving a pass of four times. Or, as we said before, a thin pass on each side. That would be kosher merubas if it's square. Then you don't need Matam HaTeres Pesuchim HaSeche. It's just enough that you have a house is open again. What's the difference? So one thing is, Tosfos points out that one logical reason might be because the Mavi is closer to Rosh Hashanah Abim, therefore you need something more to it in order for it to be considered a Mavi. It has to have a function of the Mavi that has houses and HaTeres open and dead, as opposed to a Chatzer typically doesn't open directly into Rosh Hashanah Abim. Is open and say, and it can still be considered a mobile, but then open directly into the strap. Okay, so what do we mean when we say longer than is wide? Thanks. Simon on that nowadays, and we usually say that we're not going to count it as a mabui, we count it as an actual